Thank you, dear listener, for tuning in to Panopticon, a podcast which explores various elements of the occult, culture, and consciousness. And now your host, Andy.
Hey, James, it's Andy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Okay, so can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you've been seeing?
Well, when I first got here, somewhat naively, I arrived with my little press pass from a local paper, thinking I'd just kind of gain access to some of the hot spots, Grand Isle being one of them. And kind of to my surprise, I noticed I arrived sort of about 10 miles outside of Grand Isle, bustling with activity. There's some military presence, lots of helicopters, people running around with little passes. Nobody wanted to talk. I stuck out like a sore thumb. Nobody wanted to talk to me. I sort of try to acknowledge them, say hello as I'm walking into a little store or something. They just look down at their feet. Just a really, really weird atmosphere, kind of like a very secretive, weird atmosphere. Like I was just being watched.
Right.
And then I started talking to a few of the local workers off camera, and they were telling me that, I could think he's arrested just for talking to reporters, that, they're confiscating cameras, they're shutting off certain areas. And the person I was with, Jet, at the time, she was really freaked out and insisted that we leave, the feeling that, and I was actually quite freaked out, obviously, myself. So I did a radio interview that night with Mel Fabares, and I told him what I had experienced, But people's response to that was, oh, he's just being paranoid, or he's being this. I was like, look, I'm not exaggerating anything what I see. I'm noticing the impression that I'm getting. Obviously, I just got here and I can't prove it, was that BP was completely running the show, hiring their own security, and doing the best they can to disguise, hide the magnitude of the spill, and they did not in any way, shape, or form have a handle on it. And as it's turning out, what are we, about a month later, that's exactly what appears to be going on. Yeah, they also, you come across areas where they're blocked off, BP headquarters areas, and they're blocked off with, military and police. So the police and the military are working with them.
So what's the relationship between BP and the local police?
Dave, why don't you answer that question?
Well, it seems like they're both ordered to stick together and work as a cohesive unit. Wherever you see a BP station, you will see the local police set up, county police, and their security guards, which I talked to one of the security guards, everyone that is working for BP that denies it, has to have a prior military and policeman background to work for them. You cannot be hired as one of these people if you are not.
Wow.
It's kind of strange because the whole town's up in arms. It's, it's hard to breathe here. The water's definitely poisoned, and still every day it's like the town's starting to kind of separate because the people are going, look, don't tell the truth. We got the rest of the tourist season to sell. And the locals are like, look, you poison the water. We don't be breathing this, and we want to tell people to hurry and clean. And they're like, well, can't you do it in a different way or a nicer way than the way you're doing it? You're trying to get a message out, and we've got stuff to sell for the rest of our summer. And it's like the haves and the have-nots have a little problem, and, that's what you run into. And it's people that don't know from out of town are told to come in, everything's great, and they get down here and they have no idea until you point down to them that there's the oil, there's the smell, that's what you're swimming in, it's not safe, and they're not even aware of it. And every morning it's reported, sure the beach are closed, come on down, go to the zoo and shop.
Right.
That's the main point every single day of the week in our local broadcast.
Wow.
Every week. There's anything but scientifically proven every day.
What's the air quality like? Just breathing it, what's it like?
Well, breathing 10 miles inland, when it filters through the pines, it's not so bad, but you get down the beach and it's just like you're in the middle of, a motorsports race like Talladega or on the inside of a truck stop. You're standing right in the middle of the truck because they're revving up, breathing.
Ugh.
And it's just a solve again, and it cannot be anything healthy. But like I said, every morning, things change day to day. Come down, look at the zoo and shop. And it's just, we're just really waiting on getting all the scientific evidence in because it's really, really, it's a really dire situation. I mean, there's oil in every single bit of this water. It's in the water column. It's along the beach. It's being covered up. And you walk in the beach and it's everywhere. And, to look from the road and to say it's beautiful, well, it's great if you're far away. But when you get down in it, you're like, oh, my God, this is here. And they're not really telling that. As a matter of fact, the only thing you get told this month is, be happy, Jimmy Buffett's coming, he's going to save the day, let's all smile for a while, which is great and fine, but the main emphasis should be that we couldn't even have the concert because there's oil everywhere. I mean, the main emphasis should be is how bad the animals are done, how poisoned the Gulf is. I mean, we all have to live here. I'm not going against all locals. I'm just saying, quit having a sales pitch every day. Let's worry about the Gulf and getting it back fixed one day for our children to show them to have somewhere to go.
Right.
I mean, I'm hearing that the spurts are being sprayed at nighttime. I'm hearing there, you know, guys offshore center seeing dead, big dead pelagic marine life of tuna and stuff everywhere, and it's just silent across the news. You know, when the mail reports, we wanted to have a concert to show that this isn't all tar balls and oil-covered pelicans. Well, I dispute that. I'll show you the tar balls, and I'll bring a binoculars. I'll show you an oil-covered pelican every time you want to look at one.
So
and that's the mayor's thing. That's disturbing. You know, it's just disturbing the cover-up of what's going on down here.
So BP is spraying Corexit at night?
Yes.
And they're spraying it, as I understand, near residential areas?
Everything down here is so hush-hush.
James, can you or Mr. Crosby tell our listeners about the findings that are contained in the video you just sent me the link to?
Absolutely. To be honest with you, I'd rather read them directly off of the email that was sent to me so I could be accurate. It's quite complicated. I'll go to it right now. But unfortunately, what's happening is the chemist is worried about BP coming after him. So what he's decided to do is give us a preliminary report in writing, as well as be willing to provide the samples that we sent him to any laboratory in the U.S., a respected, well-known laboratory willing to go public with their findings. In other words, corroborate what we're finding. And I'm also saying out there that I will go out and get more samples to anybody who has any doubt in their minds what's going on. Yeah, we can easily come up with that. So let me read it to you. Here's a paragraph describing the analysis of your water sample. I will send a more formal analysis report with the actual data later. It is important to note that this is only a cursory analysis that justifies caution and further investigation. Please honor my request that the article not reveal who did the analysis and where. You can find much of the correct content information and toxicology data in the June 14, 2010 issue of Chemical and Engineering News, which is available in nearly all university libraries. The analysis. The recent analysis of a sample of ocean water collected near the New Orleans indicates a high concentration of Corexit that may pose a serious health risk. A sample of water collected 20 miles offshore of New Orleans was analyzed at an academic analytical chemistry laboratory for likely pollutants from the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. In addition to a general survey of volatile contaminants, the analysis focused on the presence of benzene and propylene glycol. Benzene is a common component of petroleum that also poses a cancer hazard by inhalation, and propylene glycol is an important component of the oil dispersants Corexit 9500 and 9527A used extensively by BP to alleviate the oil spill. Fortunately, the water was found to contain very little of the volatile contaminants and no benzene. However, the water sample did contain surprisingly high concentration of propylene glycol, between 360 and 440 parts per million ppm, indicating the presence of an even higher level of Corexit, of which propylene glycol is only a part. These results are consistent with the evaporation of volatile components from oil to leave tar balls and especially high concentration of the dispersant on the surface of the water. Toxicity tests have shown that a concentration of 25 ppm of Corexit 9500 in oil-free water can kill most fish, and only 2.6 ppm of Corexit has the same effect in the presence of dispersed oil. The considerably higher Corexit surface water concentrations implied by propylene glycol concentrations in the analysis suggest that humans may receive a very harmful exposure to these chemicals and dispersed oil by swimming in the water or inhaling the ocean spray. Overall, this water analysis suggests high Corexit concentrations in surface water near New Orleans and suggests an extreme public health hazard that should be taken very seriously along the entire Gulf Coast. I've got more. I've got the actual data from the machine coming within 24 hours.
So he said it was the amount of the chemicals that he found is toxic at like 2.5 parts per million, but he found upwards of 400 parts per million.
Yeah, so basically 2.56 parts per million of Grexic will kill pretty much most of the fish. If there is no oil around, the concentration of the dispersant is 25 ppm, and that will kill most of the fish. This is 440 parts per million.
Jesus.
Like roughly 150 times the level. And, you know, the EPA has asked them to stop the use of these dispersants back in May, and they continue to use them. And what I'm hearing out here, and we're going to do further, obviously, reporting on this, but in no uncertain terms, what it's doing is it's causing the oil to sink below the surface, go down to the ocean floor, and pretty much kill everything in its path. You know, you can't stop oil that's subsurface with boom. I mean, that's just a joke.
Right.
We flew over, any of your listeners out there, if you go to YouTube and type in James C. Fox, you'll get about 11 videos that I got there, one of which is under the name of Dr. Safina, S-A-F-I-N-A, S-A-F as in Frank, I-N-A. And you'll see a flight we took over ground zero in a seaplane, and we've documented these massive oil plumes underwater and the magnitude of the spill from the air.
How many fish are washing up on the shore? I mean, have there been an overwhelming amount?
I've filmed them. What they're doing is they're doing very early morning sweeps and at night in these ATVs, and they're pulling all the dead sea life and stuff off the beaches as best as quickly as they can. I've heard of two separate stories. We're actually trying to get the coordinates on it, where they're taking them into these large dump sites and taking them to landfill sites, and I've heard Florida and some other place, but we're trying to track them. See, basically, the only show in town right now is BP, but the locals all know each other. They grew up with each other, so they're definitely whispering in each other's ears about what's happening. We just haven't caught them in the act yet, but the word around town, in no unequivocal terms, is that they are doing early morning sweeps.
And most of these fishermen who are now out of work are working for BP, correct?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I've talked to countless people that will tell me lots of things off the record, but they won't go on camera because they'll just lose their job.
Right.
And the fishing industry's gone. That the tourism is one-tenth of what it should be. You know, so these people are just, you know, they're trying to go on camera, lose their jobs. There's nothing else going on.
Right.
All the jobs are leaving.
Right. Well, how long are you going to be down there documenting this, James?
I'll be down there another couple of weeks, and basically what we're trying to do is pick our battles. We've got, you know, exposing the myth about these dispersants that even heard President Obama talking about how great they are.
Right.
Well, we're using dispersants to make sure every single person I've spoken to, toxicologists, marine biologists, all say it's taking a diabolical situation and making it 100,000 times worse.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, basically they're all saying that it's causing the oil to do things that science, making scientists scratch their heads. And they're also using them in unprecedented amounts. Dr. Ricky Ott, she worked on the Exxon Valdez spill. She told me that the areas that the dispersants were used are taking twice as long to recover as the areas that they weren't using dispersants. So the sole purpose, the message I'm getting, the sole purpose of these dispersants is to hide the magnitude of the oil that's causing it to sink down below the surface, and it's not being seen.
Wow.
Dave's got a couple things he'd like to talk to you about. He's a local. He's in touch with all the local fishermen. He's getting leads on, oh, my God, so much stuff that's happening. You know, just only been out here for a few days, but we're going to be producing videos like the one you just saw.
Okay.
Every day we can. We can talk to you over to Dave. He's got a number of things he'd like to talk to you about.
Sure.
Hey, buddy. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fair to Midland. The main thing is a lot of guys that fish offshore, you know, I have a line to all the guys that do work for BP. Most of the vessel opportunity, they said they're going out there, the local dive shop went and dove in Pedro Pass. They said they got in to make a video actually for the Chamber of Commerce. They got in, water was on the top water column, the top 2 feet. Then they go to the beach and they get in from 15 feet out to the shoreline, it was on the bottom. I get my dive gear back. You have to have your dive gear re-regulated every year, and you know, all the rubber replacing to be safe. They told me, quote unquote, to Crosby, do not put your dive gear in this water. Well, that's one of the facts I know for sure. At the same time, every day there's a pep rally by a real estate agent that gets paid to tell you, come on down, a little bit of oil here and there, everything's bright and shiny, but there's a lot of shopping and there's a very nice zoo. And that happens every day of the week. That's why me and James made that parody video, because it was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever seen. Instead of coordinating efforts to check this and check for corrects and check the animals and test the fish and, you know, the oysters and all that, all I did is every day come shop, tee a drop. And the thing is I'm being accused and getting hate mail that I'm ruining our summer season. I didn't break a hole in the bottom of the Gulf.
Right.
I'm a surfer down here. I fish down here, and I really love this place, and I love the people. It's not against them. It's just, I talked to Dr. Ricciott. She told me how bad the Gulf was. She told me about Valdez, Alaska. And when I told her what was being piped every single day, she said that was the craziest thing she had ever heard. And, you know, I just can't understand how right here it's fish every day. Well, there's a little bit of oil, yeah, you can't swim, but why don't you come on down and shop? My main thing is I want somebody to come down here to test the air because it is just as nauseous on that beach as you can get. And it's just amazing that it just comes on every single day. And, you know, I'm going to keep looking, diving, checking, and this is all a long time. I don't get paid. I'm not selling videos. I'm not a real estate agent. I'm a waiter down here.
Right.
You know, I usually stay here for the summer. This is the worst, like I said, this is the worst 4th of July I've ever seen. And I'm going to keep going until the truth gets out there. We all got to make money down here. I talked to Captain Finn. I asked about working off, you know, out there. They said, Dave, I'm telling them to come in. The hands are burning. I know people getting COPD. Their lungs are burning. They're coughing. You know, children can't breathe. Their eyes are burning. That's never, ever happened before. I talked to a farmer who said she's never seen more cases where people just think they have asthma. They have asthma-like symptoms. They have flu-like symptoms immediately. But yet when done so, the next morning, hey, guys, yes, we have double flag warnings, but why don't you go to the zoo? Why don't you go to the outlet mall? And instead, I'd much rather see a scientist say, this is what the air is, honestly. This is what this water is that you're breathing.
Wow.
And it's just unbelievable what I've seen. I just can't believe it. And I just, the thing is I have no vendetta against anybody down here. I just want the truth to really be told, and I want this Gulf to hopefully get back to like it used to be one day, you know, for everybody's children, their children, so one day they can get oysters fresh, they can dive, and hopefully salvage what we got left instead of just denying it and worrying about how to make a buck for the summer. That's where I stand. Like I said, I own land here. I care about this place. I'm in the water every single day, and I'm not trying to sell you a T-shirt or a video or any sticker or anything else. I just want you to get everybody you can down here to fix this place.
So when there is news about the actual oil spill, what is it like? What do they say?
It's every day it's what we have. Let's see if I can recite one of these crazy fast for you. Hey, it's whatever day, and we have significant impact, but it's changing day by day. So just call to check conditions. Well, that's like me and you sit in a four-man jacuzzi, and I pour oil in it sitting on top of you every day, and then you call them the next day to see how clean the jacuzzi is I just poured oil for. That's about the same reason every single day something like that comes out.
Right.
Because the people doing this are, you know, the one person saying this, Rebecca Wilson, is a real estate agent. She directly benefits by tourism coming down here to sell real estate.
Right.
And that's just wrong, you know. I'd like a scientist to come down here and tell you exactly there's no money to gain or any tourism backing to tell you what the air quality is and what the water's really like. That'd be about 100 times better than one of the, you know, the cheerleading festival I see every day.
Have there been any large-scale scientific research vessels going out there?
No, sir. Not only has there been not any large-scale scientific scale anything, I don't see anything between the Gulf. Moving sand, moving tar balls, clean the Gulf, moving sand, moving tar balls. I don't see any scientific anything.
Wow.
I hope there are. If there are, I'm unaware of it. I know everybody, I've heard nothing. But I hope so. Yes, I did. I heard that the air water quality will be checked by the Gulf Shores by the money received from BP. They've hired someone to start to begin to do so.
Well, so what's going on with the payments to these people whose businesses have been so badly fucked up by the oil spill? Have they been getting checks and stuff, or what?
Everybody gets checks to get them by. It's not what they've made. It's called a get-by check. Everybody's getting checks to get them by to just kind of take their mind off that their Gulf's just wiped out. I mean, it's in really bad shape. Now it needs to be fixed.
Right.
So, yes, everybody can and will is getting a check. But like I said, you can't buy a pair of lungs with no matter how much money you got. And if you do, please let me know whether there's a lung outlet. I'll go buy one.
Right. Dave, is there anything else you'd like to say to the listeners?
everybody that's listening, I care about this place. I don't mean to come off as animosity towards the people. I'm just raise my hack off after. I just want some people from all over the world to come here and please get this place back like it was. That's all I really want, man. That's it.
Yeah. Well, keep up all the good work you guys are doing with diving and getting water samples tested, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, James, want to talk to you. I appreciate your time. I want to talk to you again. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, right, thanks, Dave.
Hey, thanks so much. Listen, I really appreciate you having me on. I just wanted to mention one thing. If people enjoy the work we're doing down here, they can go to my website, IKnowWhatISawTheMovie.com, and I've got autographed DVDs for sale. And 100% of the proceeds keeps us down in the Gulf. So if anyone likes what we're doing, wants to support what we're doing, you can buy one, two, or three, however many you feel. It's a great film. It's got 30 minutes of outtakes, and it keeps us down here in the Gulf.
Okay, fantastic. And I'll post a link to that on the show notes on the site. James, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule down there in the Gulf.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to have me on.
Hey, well, keep up the good work, and I hope to maybe get an update from you sometime here in the future.
Stay in touch. We'll have updates coming every couple days.
All right. Take it easy, James.
Bye-bye. You too.
And that was James C. Fox down in Louisiana reporting on the Gulf oil spill. We intend upon getting updates periodically from him regarding this horrendous disaster. But until then, thanks for tuning in, dear listener, and you have yourself a fantastic evening. Peace.